This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan forces battled on Monday to stop a first major city from falling to the Taliban as the United States and Britain accused the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town they recently captured near the Pakistan border. Taliban fighters assaulted at least three provincial capitals overnight, Lashkar Gah, Kandahar, and Herat, after a weekend of heavy fighting saw thousands of civilians flee the advancing militants. The war has intensified since early May, with the insurgents capitalizing on the final stages of the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign forces after almost 20 years. President Ashraf Ghani has blamed Washington for the deteriorating security, telling Parliament that the reason the country is in turmoil is that the decision to withdraw foreign forces was made abruptly. Ghani said he had warned Washington that the withdrawal would have consequences. His comments came as Washington said that in light of the increased violence, it will take in thousands more Afghan refugees, including those who worked with the United States. Washington has already started evacuating thousands of interpreters and their families who worked with the U.S. military and embassy over the past two decades. And the United States and Britain said Monday that the Taliban may have committed war crimes, accusing the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town on the border with Pakistan. They say the Taliban massacred dozens of civilians in revenge killings in Kandahar. The embassies of both Washington and London said in separate tweets the murders must be investigated and those Taliban fighters or commanders responsible be held accountable. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.